Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and if you've been watching this channel for some time now, you'll know that we often focus on the crisis of masculinity in our ultra-woke culture. The feminization of men has become a pillar of the political and cultural left, and the reason for that, as Jordan Peterson has pointed out, is that strong, masculine, conservative men are the primary threat to the woke agenda. So today I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Sarah Doyle, certified functional medicine doctor, to discuss exactly how the left uses weak men, specifically testosterone, as a form of manipulation and control of the American people. This is a fascinating discussion. You're not going to want to miss it. More studies are pointing to how big pharma preys on the fears and insecurities, particularly of men, making them feel like the drugs carried by these companies are really the only solution to help them feel better. So they use aggressive marketing campaigns to promote things like testosterone replacement therapy that many people believe poses significant risks and also fails to address the real underlying issues of our over-medicated population, not only destroying men's health, but creating problems in their relationship, families, communities, and the like. Joining us to discuss this is a good friend of this channel, Dr. Sarah Doyle. If you want to know about Dr. Sarah, just click on the link below. Dr. Sarah is one of us, and she's graciously offering you the chance to actually book a call with her to learn how to break free from big pharma and take control of your health through holistic approaches. Again, she's one of us, and she's here for you. Just click on that link below to learn more. Dr. Sarah, great to see you again. It's wonderful to have you back.
Oh, it's always great to be here. I love your followers. They're awesome people. You know, as they're my clients, they become my friends. And it's just been a really great experience to work with your followers.
Yeah, well, they love you too, Dr. Sarah. Let's start with, to be honest with you, I didn't even know about this. TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. Can you help us understand what that is first and foremost and the role big pharma tends to play in it?
Well, okay. There's a time and place for everything. I'm not 100% against vaccines. I'm not 100% against chemo. There's time and place for everything. But where there's always going to be opportunists. I mean, I'm a capitalist, but there's always opportunists. And when you can prey on people who feel vulnerable and make a profit, that's where you're going to see, you know, follow the dollar. So, you know, one of the things I think is that, it's you look at big agriculture and you look at like the dairy industry. These industries are filling our grocery stores full of food that is just big time hormone disruptor. I mean, you know, I go into grocery stores that aren't like Whole Foods markets or Fresh Markets, and I see all these chemicals, and I know that they're disrupting hormones. And it's actually been documented. I've been reading research lately also that the testosterone levels of a 30-year-old man today are equivalent to the testosterone levels of a 50-year-old man 20 years ago. In just that time, there's been a huge decrease in male testosterone levels. And I think that, it's our food that's poisoning people. And, it's everywhere.
So what is the TRT? What is this testosterone replacement therapy?
So you will either if you're receiving testosterone replacement therapy, you will either get a cream like Androgel. You may have heard of that. Like, it's been around for 10, 15 years, but usually only older men would get it. Now this injectable testosterone, you can get it online. I started seeing it get marketed even on social media ads. Like it's like $49 a month. Like you go, you get it delivered to your house and you're supposed to inject it. You should not get injectable medications at a discount. That should be a first red flag.
Something's not right here. Yeah.
You don't want double coupon day if you're injecting something in your body.
There you go. That's sound advice in general, I think, definitely. Yeah. Why do you think the left is pushing something like TRT so hard?
I think it covers up their tracks. Like there's a scientist, her name is Dr. Shanna Swan, and she's dedicated her life to measuring the effects of plastics and how all these industries, I mean, they're all tied, you know, tied together monetarily. And I think that, you know, if you can cover it up with just a simple shot or simple pill, then people won't notice the symptoms. And it's okay. Like when people use when men use testosterone replacement therapy, they feel good the first 3 months. Yeah, they're like getting energy. I mean, anybody does, men or women. But eventually, the peripheral receptors get saturated in like your skin, and you start pushing these chemicals out. Like they're, when you have a bioidentical or it's fake, it's not the same as what is made by the testes. When you're taking that, it, your body doesn't metabolize it the same way. It gets pushed out in your saliva. It gets pushed out in your sweat. Like a man who uses the testosterone gel or a woman who uses estrogen cream, like it'll get transferred to your sheets, your couch, your dog, your kid. I read, get this, I read a case study of this eight-year-old kid, this little eight-year-old girl. She was misbehaving in school and her parents took her to doctor, couldn't figure it out. Well, finally went to a functional medicine doctor and the doctor ran her hormone panel. And this little eight-year-old girl had sky high testosterone and estrogen. And it's because both of her parents were on these like creams.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's so wild. Oh my. So you could transfer the, this, you could actually transfer from person to person.
If my partner's using it and we're cuddling, I could end up like growing, like seriously, this is a thing.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, we are living in a brave new world. This is insane.
100%.
What are some of the main, because obviously we have a lot of men watching the channel. YouTube tends to be, in particular, Rumble as well, tends to be very male dominated in terms of the demographic. What are the main concerns men should be taking seriously in regards to the widespread use of TRT?
The number, if you don't listen to anything else I say today, you need to know that injecting testosterone replacement therapy, or you injecting testosterone, is essentially chemical castration.
Wow.
TRT is chemical castration. So let me explain how that is. We have a brain. Our brain gets input, right? It comes from the hypothalamus. You may have heard of HPA axis or other things. Your hypothalamus is in your brain, and then it takes whatever information it gets, and it sends signals to our other parts of the brain. So it's going to send a chemical signal to the pituitary. The pituitary is a master gland. It controls all your other glands, your thyroid, your pancreas, everything, testes, ovaries, whatever. So once that pituitary, so normally the pituitary will be sending signals to the testes to, hey, make testosterone, and then testes make testosterone. So when you take this testosterone replacement therapy for a prolonged time, like a year or more, that the pituitary is like, I don't have to tell the testes to work because we're getting it somewhere else. And it breaks that feedback loop. They're called negative feedback loops. We have them all over our body. So after a while, even if a man, say a guy is going to the gym and he's like 40 and he has low T, his testosterone's like 200, 300, his doctor's like, oh, you should do some TRT, or his buddy at the gym's doing TRT. Well, say he meets someone in 5 years and he finally wants to have a baby. Do you know how hard it is to wake up that loop? If it's been years like that, there's no way. It's that guy is sterile and he's not going to be able to have kids. And with these younger and younger kids taking this, like we are, it's population control.
Yeah. And all said and done, right? It's popular. Yeah. It always seems to come back to that. That's right. What role does Big Pharma have in all this? Are they just, is this a payday? What, you know, what's the influence they have on public perception on a healthcare decision like this?
Well, it has to do with insurance reimbursements at the end of the day, right? People want to try, people are paying in crazy insurance premiums. And if a man is in his 50s or 60s and he has low testosterone, he may be able to get it covered by insurance. So that will drive the advertising. Or then we have these other, you know, unregulated internet advertising where you can just do a telehealth consult. And so let me tell you, that is so dangerous because men are more than just testosterone. And when I'm in my coaching program, we spend a week just talking about progesterone and estrogen and how these work in your body. So for example, low testosterone and high estrogen will both cause erectile dysfunction. If you have high estrogen or low testosterone, you'll probably have belly fat. If you have high estrogen, low testosterone, either one of those, you're going to have fatigue. You're going to have cardiovascular problems. So when you're just looking at testosterone, you're not looking at the picture. There's clinical studies out there that say estrogen plays just a bigger role, or if not bigger, in a man's libido. They don't tell you that. Big Pharma will never tell you that.
Yeah.
It's important. Estrogen's important in a man's bone density. It's men are more than just testosterone. And they don't tell you about these downstream effects. So testosterone, whether you're a man or a woman, your body, essentially, you take cortisol plus vitamin B5, you make a precursor called pregnenolone. Pregnenolone will either go to become cortisol if you're really stressed out, or if you are balanced, it'll go to make DHEA and then testosterone. And then testosterone turns into estrogen for women and men, and DHT for men and women. So if you're not looking at this whole picture, you're not getting the root cause. And the whole reason why the man may or may not, you don't know if they're not doing blood work in this little telehealth consult, right? So, I mean, the root cause of why he may or may not have low testosterone is never addressed. So what this will do is continue to push his testosterone and turn it into estrogen. So now this guy is going to have gynecomastia. He's going to have more abdominal fat. It's like a little hamster on a hamster wheel, but the guy doesn't know till after he's been on it for 2 years, 3 years, maybe like 10 years. And it's too late because he's already chemically castrated.
All right. So you've emancipated us from these faulty assumptions. So what are the better alternatives to taking TRT? What are some of the much better options that are obviously more freeing and more healthy?
Well, the first thing to do is make sure that you're testing a full panel and looking at the root cause why your testosterone is low. So in my program, I go into depth. There's three main things that cause low testosterone in a man. And if we can get ahead of one, two, and three of these things, a man can bounce back quickly. Here's the great thing about being a man. Your hormones reset every 24 hours. So we have to wait every 28 days for ours to reset. So, you know, the good thing is like, I love coaching men because they get better in like 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great. We can change the numbers just by changing some lifestyle interventions. But, you know, the first thing we do is a really thorough analysis. We do testing. I look at their background. I look at what they're doing, what they're eating, how they're sleeping, what toxins were they exposed to? Because all these things play a part.
You know, Dr. Sarah, you very graciously are offering to work with, and you have been working with a lot of our audience members. Can you just give us a little bit of an insight? So if they click on the link below and sign up and book a call with you, could you just give us a little bit of a sneak peek of what it looks like to work with you to get our health back into peak performance?
Yeah, absolutely. So the number one thing to do is book a call. It's free, and you'll probably get more information out of me in 15 minutes than you would in the last 10 years going to a general practitioner. Number one, you just can't lose. Whether or not you decide to elevate your life and join my program and be a completely different person in 3 months. Like, if people are turning around quickly, and you can expect to start seeing some changes in the first 2 weeks of working with me. We have a weekly mastermind where we all meet as a group and we get to ask, when everybody asks questions and participates, everybody, you know, if you have a question about something, you know, somebody else does too. So I teach on a subject, and then we check in and people have a chance to, you know, voice their questions. And then I offer a personalized approach where the all my patients can text me. And
oh, nice.
I think that's something that's really missing in American healthcare. It's just such a disconnect. You know, these doctors have to see such volume, and there's no way they can personally follow people. And people don't abuse it, you know, but they have somebody there when something's not going right. And it helps people because, you know, life, it's like a lifeline, like a heartbeat, right? You know, just ups and downs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really great. We get to share in the wins and go through the battles, and we get to victory together.
That's so awesome. And I know some of your clients, and they absolutely love you, and they look great. Their health, their vitality. We were talking about one right beforehand. It's so awesome, the service that you have. Gang, Dr. Sarah has the insight to get your health back on track so you can feel as good as you did in your prime, right? Seriously, guys, Turley Talkers, I'm telling you, don't leave your health in the hands of Big Pharma. Book a call directly with Dr. Sarah. Talk to her just like I am right now at the link below, and get the insider info on her 8-week men or women's boot camps. Get started on a path of regaining your health and ditching Big Pharma for good. Get your life back on track the right way and for good, working with someone you know you can trust. She's one of us. Dr. Sarah, thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Bye, everybody.